From a kitchen in Glanmire, I want to send a note to an American, a particularly unusual American, one who's been hanging out in Ireland for a long time and has even got children in this country, and who lives under the shadow of the rock of Cashel. And it's that very interesting multi-dimensional, multimedia top gold guy I want to say something to. He's just put up an audio. Forgive the voice. It's a little bit hokey this morning. I've got some kind of chest infection. But he's just put up, just closing the sound, closing the cupboards in the kitchen to get them ready. He's just put up an audio, a piece of audio, right? And he's just, waxed interestingly about a number of things, but particularly about how he keeps notes, how you can lead a life, an audio life, in which you most efficiently keep a whole collection of audio notes and then look back on them. And I realized that what we need to do, what we need to find a way to get this man to have a better life, and by saying get Bernie Goldbach to have a better life, it isn't Bernie Goldbach I'm thinking of when I say this, it is the consumers of Bernie Goldbach, you see. So, and this man is actually teaching other people how to help people to consume. So he's a consumer advocate, I guess, or a consumer exemplar. Anyway, never mind the language, it's too early in the morning to say anything intelligent. Anyway, never mind. The key point is, we have got to find a way of getting Bernie Goldbach's massive array of audio notes in order without causing him to stop living. So what we need to get is, we need to get Nick Kellett and his gang of geniuses over there in Canada who have developed and are continuing to develop Listly, LIST.ly, that terrific piece of toolkit. We need to get the two of them together, because we need to find a way of getting Bernie Goldbach able to curate lists without having to do anything. So we need an auto generation of lists from Bernie Goldbach's assorted collection. So we need a way of some kind of RSS feed, or some kind of feed from Bernie Goldbach's iPod Touch into a list without Bernie Goldbach having to touch it. So there's the challenge, because if you can have an automated list, a list being automatically curated according to some, let us say, some rules that Bernie Goldbach would adopt and specify that guide the auto curation, we could then have, a first draft of Bernie Goldbach's month in audio, or let's be more interesting, Bernie Goldbach's, weekend in audio, or whatever, short few days anyway, because there'll be too many for a month, produced. Bernie then can simply take a quick overview on it to check that it is the way he wants it to be, and check that the titles that have been automatically put on it, correspond to what he intended. And Bob's your uncle. You have got a way of presenting content so that one person can take it and embed it on their blog and write a blog post about what they think of this. Bernie Goldbach can embed it and do that. Bernie Goldbach's great-great-grandchildren can have it nicely presented to them, and that the effort won't cause Bernie Goldbach to stop doing new things. Because once you've done the audio note, you don't really want to spend ages determining where it's going to go and how it's going to be presented. You want to have done all that once, figured out what you want, and go. So there's my suggestion, that we send Bernie Goldbach off to Canada, or we bring Nick Kellett from Canada. In fact, it's probably more likely to be Nick Kellett's No, I'm wrong about this. Anyway, he's not a lone man developing Listly. That's my point. He's got a great team of geniuses out there. So that's what we need to do today. On the 4th of July, 2012, that's my suggestion to give the American more legs. And a little PS for the day that's in it. I apologise for referring to the wrong uncle. It wasn't Bob's your uncle today, it's Sam's your uncle.